I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hey ladies, this is episode 4, and I'm really excited about this topic. I've actually had it on my heart for a long time, and I guess by episode 4, I'm getting a little bit brave, and I can just really share my heart and be transparent on this particular episode. So it's time for me to take my mask off and to kind of share with you a certain struggle that I have had, still have on occasion. And I truly believe that every woman, regardless of how old you are or what season of life that you're in, you have or you are struggling with it. So first of all, you know, when you get in the car and a song comes on that you love, it is your favorite song, it has an awesome beat, obviously you turn it up, right? You roll the windows down, you act like you're, you know, singing on stage with Beyonce, you know, you just start belting it out because you love it. I absolutely love these moments. And my kids and I, whenever we have a song that comes on that we love, we turn it up so loud, like literally it's piercing our ears. We roll the windows down and we call it a window party. So it's super fun. I love it. I love those times, especially when it's a beautiful day outside and your favorite song comes on. It's just such a good feeling. But there's also times where you're in the car and a song comes on that you absolutely hate. You don't even like to, the second it comes on, the music starts, you don't even like to hear the artist's voice. Like, you immediately turn the station and you can't stand it. And then it frustrates you that it even came on, right? Because what happens is you go throughout the day, you are at the dishes, you start singing it, it gets stuck in your head, you're humming it at work, and you just can't stop. That is the worst feeling ever. You end up dreaming about it and thinking about it all day long. Well, that's kind of what I wanted to share my heart with you about. So let me ask you a question. This is something you can ask yourself. What do you have on repeat in your mind? It's safe to say that since we're women here, we've got lots of responsibilities that require so many voices. Maybe you're hearing voices like this. Oh, I need to go to the grocery store. What am I going to cook tonight? Oh, I hope I'm not late for work. I need to text that person back. And it looks like today's going to be another day of dry shampoo. Well, I mean, that was totally me this morning. I'm on day three. Today is day 3 of dry shampoo. But there's so many things and quotes and comments and words that flash through our minds all throughout the day. And honestly, I believe we don't take the time to truly be quiet enough to see if what we are thinking about is actually helping, encouraging us, or is it making us feel defeated, maybe exhausting us. So I think it's time for us to take a time audit of our thoughts. So I've heard this quote before and I love it. What we consume will consume us. I believe this quote to be true. So, what is on repeat in your mind? Maybe it's your to-do list, work responsibilities. Maybe it's the mistake that you made 3 days ago, a negative comment from your friend. Maybe it's somebody else's social media highlight reel that keeps popping up every single time that you get on social media. You keep thinking about what other people are doing, what other people are saying. Maybe it's you're thinking what the next meal is going to be. So, you know, I ain't going to lie. Like, I think about chocolate and Oreos a lot. Like, food consumes a lot of my thoughts. But seriously, though, what is consuming your thoughts? So for years, I did suffer from postpartum depression, but also suffered from negative self-talk. I had gained a lot of weight because, like I said, I like me some Oreos. And what had happened is I started this habit. I literally had certain words on repeat in my mind every time I looked in the mirror. And it was words like, you are fat, You are ugly. Of course your clothes won't fit. Your husband probably doesn't even love you. For years, ladies, words would repeat themselves over and over, and I couldn't figure out how to stop or change it. And it wasn't as easy as, you know, putting my hand over there and turning the knob off or leaving the area where it was playing. It was coming from me. So I continued to focus on the bad meal I cooked two nights ago, the friend I forgot to call back last week, and the number on my pant size, and I slowly spiraled into hiding. I wanted to be invisible because the negative words like failure, outcast, dumb, fat, weird, and even people pleaser, all of those things just kept popping up on repeat. But it slowly started to filter down into my heart, and honestly, it became who I was. It started to become my identity. I would look in the mirror and I wouldn't even recognize the woman staring back. Every time I'd look in the mirror, I'd want to crawl back into my bed and not even want to begin the day. I would count down the hours until I could get back into my PJs and hide in the comfort of darkness. But deep down inside, I knew I was created for more. I knew this couldn't be it. I could feel it. I knew, even with all of the negative words on repeat, I knew that I wasn't created to hide. I wasn't created to stay in this darkness. So God started sending some encouragers to my rescue. I started reading the Bible more. And as I began to really know who Jesus Christ was, I began to know who I was. So one day while I'm on this journey, I love to read different blogs and I love listening to podcasts and different things. But on this particular day, I was reading a blog from a Christian blogger. She's amazing. And this scripture was there. It says, "We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ." And it's found in 2 Corinthians 10:5. And so I'm reading this article, and when this scripture popped up, my heart started racing. And it was almost like the scripture like punched me in the face. Take every thought captive to obey Christ. Immediately, I knew it was for me. And I knew if I was ever going to start living out my destiny and that feeling of that I was created for more, I would have to put God's light to the darkness that was on repeat in my mind. Take captive. How in the world do I do that? The definition of captive is taken prisoner or confined. How was I ever going to confine these thoughts and make them a prisoner? Because for years, the words made me feel like a prisoner. The scripture pierced me. I knew I wanted to be obedient to Christ. I've loved him my whole life. And when I read that scripture, I knew that that was holding me back. All of the negative things, all of the words, looking in the mirror, thinking those words was who I am, my mistakes was who I am. I was going through this identity crisis. And so it was in that moment and through a couple of scriptures going through Genesis and realizing that it says in Genesis that God created man in his own image. And when I read that scripture, the Lord immediately told me, stop bashing me. I was bashing Christ every single time I was bashing myself because he created me. So my journey began, but guess what? It's still continuing. So in the book of Genesis, it also says that God made light. And when he made light and dark, he separated. Now, this means that light and darkness can't coexist at the same time. There is daytime and there is nighttime. And honestly, it was time to expose my dark thoughts and words on repeat to the light. So in 1 John 1:5, it says this, "This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all." That's it, ladies. Remember what I said, what we consume will consume us. I needed to consume scripture because in Christ, darkness cannot exist. God's light will expose the darkness and he'll redeem and restore it because that is who he is. So over the last 6 years, I've learned to create this new habit by filtering every thought through the light, God's word, which is alive. And I've said this every podcast, and I think I will continue the tradition. God's word is alive, and it is the only truth that's out there. The only truth that's out there. So, you know, when I ask myself, when I think these things, if I think a word or a comment or a quote where I see myself in the mirror and something flashes in my brain, I have to ask myself, is this the truth? Is it encouraging? Does it reflect lightness or dark? Because whether you turn on a lamp beside your bed, you have can lights in your ceiling, or maybe you're turning your headlights on in your car, we do that because the light illuminates the darkness so we can see better. So maybe you just haven't been able to see or think clearly like me for so many years, and you're ready to expose this darkness. You're ready to rise up to your destiny. I want to encourage every woman who can hear my voice to start putting God's word on repeat in your mind. Allow his light to shine bright through you. This truth will help debunk all of those lies, and it will start a new ripple effect that will lead you to your destiny. So ladies, as you go through this week, you have a choice what you consume, what you listen to, who you allow to speak in your life. It's so funny. I saw this graphic on Instagram pop up. I snapshotted it. I thought it was awesome. I don't even know who the original person that posted it. I'm sure it's been shared by different people. But it said, life hack, you don't have to hang around the people that you don't like. The reality is there are people out there who are never going to encourage you. They're never going to support you. Maybe they continue to say negative self-talk or negative opinions over you. Maybe they ignore you or reject you, but you continue to be around that person because you want to seek their approval. But when you're around those people, you immediately go home and you start thinking, oh, what did I do wrong? Or what's wrong with me? Or why did they say that? And your mind starts to wonder. And that darkness kind of settles in your mind and your heart. And so we have to expose those things. We have to kind of let reality hit us in the face. Because ladies, this is a lesson. It took over 36 years to learn, and I'm still learning it. But what I'm learning is that I have a choice whether these words will take me prisoner, or am I going to allow God's light to shine on that darkness, not to condemn or shame me for thinking negatively or, you know, thinking the wrong things, but so he can redeem and he can restore and he can illuminate what's truth and he can get rid of those lies in your life. My prayer in heart is that you choose Jesus. You choose the Bible. You choose the light. Life is way too short to worry about our past mistakes or our failures or who likes us or who doesn't like us or why didn't they comment here? And why didn't they do that? And they're all in the past. And if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, then guess what? All of your failures, all the things that you messed up in, all of the shame, all of the negative labels, they're already covered by his blood. Now, if this is the first time that you've heard of Jesus Christ or being covered by his blood and what that means, I want to invite you to go to a website, beautifullydesigned.com/meetjesus. beautifullydesigned.com/meetjesus. There's a quick YouTube video on there that will explain who Jesus is and what it means when I tell you that that Jesus redeems and restores and how he is the light of the world. Ladies, I love you and know that I am fighting this battle alongside of you. I want you today, regardless of what time it is during whatever day you're listening to this podcast, spend some time asking Jesus to help you to take every thought captive. We can't do it on our own, ladies. Sometimes we like to hang out in our own misery, right? Like, why do we do that? Let's just say there's somebody on social media. We continue to go to their page and see what they're doing, and we continue to almost just, we're doing it to ourselves. We surround ourselves with people who are not good for us. we are just living in this negative thought, and we are letting it be on repeat, and it's replaying over and over. You're laying in bed before you go to bed at night, and you're thinking of all of the things that you did wrong, or maybe things that you didn't do, or you're thinking about that person that frustrated you, and you're just letting it go on repeat. The Lord, if you ask the Lord to help you stop that, to help you realize what you're doing, you almost have to let reality sink in, like I said earlier. Allow the Lord to help you. You can't do it on your own. We don't have the power, but there's power in Jesus Christ. And if you are a believer in Him, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you to help prompt you that that is a lie, to help prompt you to say, you know what, you don't need to be thinking about that. That is not true. That is not encouraging. That is not going to help you get you to where you want to go, to help you reach your destiny. So it's time that we take every thought captive, but we have to ask Jesus to help us. It's time for the words to stop making you a prisoner. Because of Jesus' death and His resurrection, you are free. And it's time for each one of us to go live free every single day, to have the thoughts of God's truth flashing in our minds and our hearts every single day. So when we walk out the door, we're walking out the door in victory and not in defeat. That when people see us, they're not seeing frustration or exhaustion. They are seeing God's light shining through us because we are consuming His scripture. We're consuming His word. We're talking to Him through prayer every single day because that is what matters most. So I hope that this episode resonated with you. Feel free to share it with friends, with the women in your life that need some encouragement and some reminder of who they are. You see, just because I cook a bad meal doesn't mean I'm a failure or a bad wife or a bad mom. Just because I make a mistake at work doesn't mean I'm a horrible employee. No, that's not who we are. These are roles and responsibilities we have as a wife, mom, employee, sister, friend, aunt. We have lots of roles and responsibilities, but that is not who we are. We are daughters of the King. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, He's renamed you daughter of the King. He's redeemed you to royalty because He loves you so much. He loves you so much that He died for you and rescued you. He is the ultimate hero. And so we've got to allow the ultimate heroes, our Heavenly Father, our Rescuer, the one who loves us in spite of us, to come down and allow Him to reign in our lives, to put His words on repeat, to put His love to shine through our hearts every single day. But we have a choice. So ladies, it's time to rise up, and I hope you take the challenge, and I'll take the challenge with you. So get in scripture right now. Talk to your Heavenly Father. Take every thought captive, and you go closer to the one who beautifully designed you. Y'all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.